Unit 36. Wedding Ceremony in the West. Ceremony of Rings. Traditionally, the passage to the status of husband and wife is marked by the exchange of rings. These rings are a symbol of the unbroken circle of love. Love freely given has no beginning and no end, no giver and no receiver, for each is the giver and each is the receiver. May these rings always remind you of the vows you have taken. Exchange of Vows.
I, John Smith, take you, Mary Jones, to be my wife, my partner in life, and my one true love. I will cherish our friendship and love you today, tomorrow, and forever. I will trust you and honor you. I will laugh with you and cry with you. I will love you faithfully, through the best and the worst, through the difficult and the easy. What may come, I will always be there, as I have given you my hand to hold, so I give you my life to keep, so help me God.
I, Mary Jones, take you, John Smith, to be my husband, my partner in life, and my one true love. I will cherish our friendship and love you today, tomorrow, and forever. I will trust you and honor you. I will laugh with you and cry with you. I will love you faithfully, through the best and the worst, through the difficult and the easy. What may come, I will always be there. As I have given you my hand to hold, so I give you my life to keep. So help me God.
Entreat me not to leave you, or to return from following after you. For where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. And where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried.
Ceremony of Breaking the Glass. The breaking of the glass at the end of a wedding ceremony serves to remind of two very important aspects of a marriage. The bride and groom should consider these marriage vows as an irrevocable act, just as permanent and final as the breaking of this glass is unchangeable. But the breaking of the glass also is a warning of the frailty of a marriage. Sometimes a single thoughtless act, breach of trust or infidelity can damage a marriage in ways that are very difficult to undo, just as it would be so difficult to undo the breaking of this glass. Knowing that this marriage is permanent, the bride and groom should strive to show each other the greatest love and respect. Rose Ceremony. The bride and groom give each other a rose. Two roses are all that is necessary. The rose ceremony is placed at the end of the ceremony, just before being pronounced husband and wife. In the old language of flowers, a single red rose always meant, I love you. The rose ceremony gives recognition to the new and most honorable title of husband and wife.